I wouldn't let him go to third base.
Maybe get him, hand him a fire hose with the donkey sauce coming out of it.
Let's compare Cox here.
I don't think you should bring food into the shower.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. I'm the host. This is episode 272 of the show. Super stoked to have you in. Just prior to, I want to just vent for a second. Just prior to the show, I was firing up my, I got two computers going right now. I got one just dedicated to the podcast because, as we've made clear, I'm gonna remedy this tomorrow. It's gonna take a phone call to the hosting company. I can't get my Baller Lifestyle email from the old computer to the new computer. It's an issue. And then the old computer, it's an old computer, so it's like getting it to boot up takes forever and whatnot. And for some reason, because I transferred everything to the new computer, when I open a browser, like I signed out of Google or something, and I signed into, you know, because I use Chrome like a human. And I signed into it on a different computer. I don't know. Let's just be honest. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But when I open the new computer, it opens on Yahoo, which is still a thing. I don't know. The homepage became Yahoo. It's never been Yahoo before. I didn't do that. I didn't touch it. Something happened and it's Yahoo. And I saw on Yahoo, and I put this on my Instagram. Follow me on Insta. @ Brian Beckner. You're watching my stories. I put it on Instagram because I fucking hate everybody so much. It was a story about The Rock, who, along with Guy Fieri, is probably the fucking finest human being we have. Just positive, looking out for everybody, working out, making okay movies, just being nice and working hard and working out and using a lot of steroids and eating giant cookies on Sunday nights. Whatever. I saw like a few days ago, he posted something, a picture. I don't know if it was his daughter's birthday or it was hot this weekend. So, and it was a picture of him in the pool and his daughter was like jumping from, she's a little baby. She's like, you know, the kind of like baby that could, like a toddler. She can like stand up and walk around, but it's a like little, she's little. And she was like jumping to her dad in the pool. And I can't remember what positive message he had, but it was nice. It was nice. And it was what he does is just be a nice person online. He's Mr. Nice. And then I saw on this fucking Yahoo headline, the Rock had to delete that picture. The Rock under fire over daughter's swimming photo. The Jumanji star deleted a photo of his daughter on Instagram after receiving criticism that the three-year-old wasn't wearing a bathing suit in it. Quote, "They made bathing suits for a reason. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. It's a fucking little kid. If you notice that a little kid is naked swimming in a pool and you have a fucking problem with it, you want to fuck a kid. Fuck you, you fucking pervert. Get off the fucking internet. Stop finding bullshit reasons to get outraged. I'm going to open my phone and find a reason to be pissed off right now. Go fuck yourself. I'm so fucking sick of you and everybody like you. Fuck off." Joining me now, episode 272 of the show. Joining me now, as always, Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
In both the outrage over a little kid not in a bathing suit.
Who gives a fuck? All kids swim like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you try to have a kid swim in a diaper, the diaper is like 700 pounds. It takes in all the water. That's the worst. You have like the kid at the beach and they get the diaper wet and it becomes the heaviest thing on earth.
Fills up with sand and then their genitals get sandy and it's crazy.
It's not good.
We're all fucking born naked. We're all naked under these clothes. Fuck you. If you have a problem with nudity, you want to fuck children. It's obvious. We're coming for you.
I'm sending people to get you right now. But that's my own shit I'm dealing with.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a never nude.
I don't know why, and I correct me if I don't think we talked about this last week, but okay. Did we salute the British teen who mowed the big dung in the field by the airport when
I don't Trump think arrived? We did.
I mean, come on, as a show that celebrates dongs, that was amazing. It was huge.
It was like the Nazca lines. It was so perfect. How do you do that without? Do you think he had a drone?
I don't know. I mean, it took a lot of skill because I could try to mow a dong and it would look all like jagged and janky because how could you stay exactly straight? He drew a perfect dong. It was great. And, you know a very deserving dong.
You know what we need to do?
What?
We need to get former guest of the show, Dick Run Claire, OG Dick Run Claire on here.
Yeah.
For an expert's opinion on how you would create such a perfect dong in the mowed in the grass. I'll hit her up.
Reach out for next week. I will. I got a few things. Again, this isn't political, but I read that Mike Pompeo, part of the Trump administration, the
closeted homosexual Mike Pompeo, yes?
Yeah. I didn't know he was evangelical. I knew he was shit for brains for a lot of other reasons, but he sent out a mandate that no embassies, he denied several embassies from putting up the rainbow flag this month. That's how much he cares.
Because we can't endorse human beings.
It so bad.
Yeah, yeah. If you're really against something, you want to do that thing. It's just fucking
just
obvious.
Like the bathing suit in the rock picture.
Exactly.
I saw a funny and sad video. David Lee Roth, I don't know what he's promoting, but he's in Vegas in like some casino, but like not like in the hotel area. And I guess he heard somebody playing Van Halen in their room, and they're like, let's film it. It's like, hey, it's Diamond Dave. And he knocks on their door, and it's like a bunch of bros are just trying to do cocaine with music on in the background. Yeah. And none of them knew who he was. And he's like, all right, it's me, Diamond Dave. It was really sad. If you Google the video, it's a real bummer. Cause you know, he used to be such a big deal, and it's guys who are like 28. They don't know who the fuck Van Halen is.
No.
And that's so funny. I'm just speculating that cocaine was going on because it was just a bunch of bros in Vegas with a lot of loud music.
In a room.
Like, yeah.
That's
pretty good. And I wanted to mention, and we were talking before the show started about how there's just too much to watch. And I'm just going to weigh in on some things that I think are great. I watched
summer viewing list.
Well, I got right to Black Mirror. Always like it. This was like kind of funnier than like, you know, rip out your hair crazy. There are three new episodes that released a couple days ago.
Oh, they just do it in pieces? They don't do
that's the season. Like that's...
Oh.
You know, that's their model. They sometimes had six and sometimes three, like that's...
Oh,
so there are three. Gotcha. They're three, and I thought they were all pretty good. One of them, Miley Cyrus, is in. It's really good. I like the show Fleabag. I think
fantastic.
It's fantastic. I think, this is how I knew I liked it. She breaks the fourth wall in the first few seconds, but she does it in a funny way because the guy's trying to bang her in the ass.
Yeah.
And that is the reason why I stopped with House of Cards a few seconds into the first episode for that. Cause I didn't want, way before anybody knew all the shit about, what's his name? House of Cards.
Kevin Spacey.
Spacey. I just didn't like how he was like chatting with the audience, but for some reason
it's super cheesy. That show. It's like if you're into like campy, like schlocky shit, you know, you're not watching something important or good. You're watching something, you know, it's like a popcorn show. Like who cares, whatever. It's not, I'm not getting anything out of this.
But Fleabag is good. It's funny. It's so very good. Poignant. It's, you know, it's a lot. It's cool.
Did you watch
a show that not many episodes. They're like,
you watched season two?
Yeah, I watched season two.
What's his name? Brett Gelman.
Great.
He's great in everything.
He's a treasure.
If you don't know who he is, he's a comic actor guy.
Bearded guy. You've seen him.
Bald.
He plays a dick mostly.
He plays like a douche. He is so fucking good in this season. Everyone on the show is good. The writing's amazing. Like, all the characters are just so flawed and great. But Brett Gelman, his performance, particularly in the last episode, is so he just goes from one place in one monologue. He goes from being one person to another person, and he should win every award. I was so stunned by that. Loved that show, that season of that show.
Chernobyl, brutal but awesome.
Everyone's saying it's the best thing. I haven't.
Yeah, it's not
there,
a real laugh.
I haven't watched it yet. No, it isn't. You're not saying it's.
I got another non-laugher.
Laugh riot?
Another laugh riot. It's just about as heartbreaking as it gets, but very good. When They See Us, about the Central Park Five.
Oh yeah, Netflix.
It's, you know, what I think what all these have in common, Fleabag was like 8 total episodes, even including the second season. Chernobyl's 5. Central Park 5 one is 4 episodes. I find it daunting when somebody's like, you got to watch the show, and I've got 45 episodes to do.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot.
I like this, and also Black Mirror. Just 3 more episodes. Yeah. Like, I liked it. 4 part of Mics and Men about Wu-Tang. I thought that was very good on Showtime.
Oh, I don't know about that.
A 4 part.
I just agreed to get free Showtime too.
Yeah, I'm sure it's playing. There's 4 parts, and it just shows they documented a lot of stuff when they were up and coming. I mean, they were just dudes trying to make it, and RZA kind of just said, "Let's be a supergroup." But it was just cool.
That's
and
genius.
it's just a fun, like, memory lane kind of show, a palate cleanser. And I did see a movie this weekend, and I read good reviews, and I don't like to read too much about reviews because then they tell you too much. But I heard, you know, this movie succeeded, whereas the Queen movie kind of fell flat.
Hold on.
Now, I didn't know. I didn't know.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. So I see Rocket Man, and I'm thinking, the thing about the Queen movie was it felt like a behind the music. Certainly not Oscar worthy for me. I mean, I thought the acting was good, but I liked
the music.
It was
a shitty movie. It was like a TV movie.
Right,
it was
but
bad.
It had good music. Like, I just found like it flowed.
Yes.
It flowed. It just was an unremarkable movie where I just heard some music for an hour and a half. So I see this Rocket Man, and they're like, it addresses the drugs and sex, homosexuality head on. I was like, okay, so this is going to be a grittier biopic. And again, I'm a fan of Elton John. Not everything, but I think, you know, a legend. He's got a lot of good songs. And like, you don't realize how many good songs he has. And I think, and I will say, technically, this was a better movie than the Queen movie. But I enjoyed the Queen movie more because I didn't realize Rocket Man is a goddamn musical. It's a straight up musical. And.
Oh, no.
And like, so he's in a hospital. And he's laying on the gurney, and he's going,
"No,
she packed my bags last night pre-flight." Then the doctor walking by will go, 0 hour, 9 a.m. It's a fucking musical.
No, I can't see it.
No,
I can't see it.
It's if you're really into musicals, you see that.
No.
But I understand there was more nuance to this movie than the Queen movie, which was just like a straight behind the music. But what? I thought it was like a straight up biopic.
Me too.
It's a musical. It's a musical. And like when he's coming up with Tiny Dancer, he's like 6 years old, and a 6 year old boy is singing Tiny Dancer. I don't know what was happening. I I was trying real hard. I mean, I didn't walk out on the thing, but it was a musical.
No, I can't see it now. Oh, no. I'm so glad you saw it so first. I can't see any musical. I'm falling
on that
anything.
Grenade for anyone who has an itch to see it. It's a musical, and they featured some great songs. Honky Cat. There are a lot of great songs that he has.
Man Across the Water, my all-time favorite.
I don't think they had that. They didn't have Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters. They didn't have that, but they had a lot of good songs. But no, it was a musical. It was a musical, and I'm not okay with it.
I feel like they've slow played that.
Yes, I didn't know this.
This is a complete shock to me. I've seen many trailers for it, and yeah, I've seen like singing happening, but I didn't realize that was the whole fucking movie.
Like, well, I mean, there are, like any musical, there are talking scenes in between, but then like he's fighting with his dad and then they break into song.
No, no.
Wait, he's at a pub and it's trying to show how he's like getting started and there's some rowdy guys in the pub and what starts happening? Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Right. So they're
and like the guys are like singing. It's not good.
Yeah, they're true to his gayness all the way.
Yeah,
down
it
to
is
the fact
the, it's the, way the gay. Yeah, it's way gayer than the musical. Queen movie because you feel gay while you're watching the musical. And I was hoping for a grittier story when it came to drugs and his sexuality and like, you know, seeing whatever he was up to. But it was like, I don't know. I find that to take it less seriously because anytime somebody's talking about anything in song, it doesn't feel as intense with like drugs and shit like that.
No, definitely not. Yeah. I'm out. Yeah. I'm out on Rocket Man.
I'm glad. It was more nuanced than the other one, but it's a musical.
No, I'm out. I would have seen it had you not. I mean, you're doing the Lord's work here, Ed.
Yeah.
I
felt like I had to warn people.
Unbelievable. Shocking. If you were following my Insta stories, Ed.
You know I do.
I could have a shower right before bed. Or maybe take an Uber and get some loadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram. Anybody that follows my Insta stories knows that last week I was out doing something. My children were home alone and I come home and I open up the garage. And I'm pulling into the garage and, you know, they don't even acknowledge my existence, and they both come running into the garage. Uh-oh. And they're like yelling something and I can't, and I'm like, oh my god. So and I was on the phone, so I had the AirPods in and I was chatting with a mate on the phone at the time, so I'm like, can't hear you, hold on. Cruise in and they alert that the neighbor had come over and been knocking on the door, and they were like, they didn't we don't answer the door, dad's
all right, good kids.
Right, but the back doors were open, and they could hear the neighbor say it might go into their house. Say something like the door's open; it could go into their house. So then they did open the door, and he alerted that there was a rather large snake in my.
Oh my god, the snake guy is. You're like St. Patrick; they're all coming to you.
Yeah, so I made an Insta story about it because I went out there, and it was a good size one, harmless gopher snake. Not gonna do you any harm unless you're a gopher or a rat.
Well, what does that mean?
It's just not. It's not gonna bother you. It's just gonna leave you right alone. It's not venomous.
Is it like it's not gonna bother you like a killer whale won't bother you?
No. Because a killer whale,
it could fuck you up.
Could
without,
kill you.
Yes. Okay.
Right. But it won't. It's too smart.
I just want to make sure you're not doing the "they're more scared of you than you are of them" thing. Like,
well, they are. That is true. Okay. That is true. It.
No, I'm really way more scared of any snake.
Like, you could easily kill this snake with a stick or a shovel or if you needed to, but it would never, it's only going to just avoid you. And this one was good size. It was about, I would say like close to 6 feet and about the width of a Budweiser can or a Fungo Bat.
Oh no. I'd move.
And it was like curled up under a little bush, and then it cruised. I think there's some ivy over on the other side. And that's, I don't know if you recall, a few episodes ago, I had the blinds open here in the studio.
Yes.
And a large rat jumped off of my neighbor's, or fell off of my neighbor's roof, and then ran up the fence into the ivy. So then later it headed into that, which I also documented on my Insta story. But then, you know, we've been going through a weather event here in Southern California where it has rained or misted, or some type of water has come out of the air for roughly the past 7 to 14 months, every single day, all day long. It's awful.
Best year and a half?
Worst. So then this weekend, fucking the glorious sun finally showed up. The marine layer burned off. The mighty sun came and burned the clouds away with its might. And it was nice out. And it had been, we had like a little barbecue thing. I smoked a pork butt, and we had pulled pork and potato salad. And we did like a little summery barbecue with some people. We had some friends over in the backyard, and we're all sitting down to dinner. And I had my back to the fence behind me, and I could hear something moving kind of in the mulch. And I turned around, and I'm like, oh, there's that snake again. Except, Ed, it wasn't that snake. It was another one, a different one, a little bit smaller.
Was it still harmless?
Still harmless. It just cruised past.
Oh, with its God. Long.
This one was probably like 5 feet.
I can't imagine you hanging outside after seeing a snake.
Well, the gentleman that some friends of ours had brought over that was sitting across from me enjoying his pulled pork was not as amused as I was, to say the least. And it cruised past, and I'm like, oh, wow, different snake. It's here. And then, like 5 minutes later.
Oh, my God.
Another one.
What are you
also
doing?
It's like the
what are you leaving, like, food out for them? What are you doing?
Well, I'm thinking there's some rodents that they're getting after. And it just cruised across, didn't pay no mind to anybody, and went right into the ivy. So I think that's where they're kind of camped out doing their thing.
Okay, so you need to burn all the ivy.
Yeah, the thing is, it's my neighbor's ivy, and it's like, I could cut it back. You know, it's grown over. I could cut it back, but I'm more in the I could pay somebody to cut it back mode.
So do it.
Because if I cut it back, like, creatures might come out of there. But I'm not ready to deal with.
Right. So have somebody else do it. Let them deal with the creatures.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you were outside considering the sun is out there.
Yeah.
I know.
That was nice.
You know, I'm of the Mr. Burns thought where he says, what does he say? Man's greatest enemy, or man has yearned to destroy the sun, something like that, since the dawn of time. I would love to destroy the sun.
Well, no, it gives us life.
Yeah.
It's
the only, I'm willing to take that chance.
It's the only reason we're here is because of the sun.
one more thing that we should address. Yeah. A monumental thing has happened.
100% agree with this.
Our guy.
Yep.
Posted a picture of him on a horse with a couple other horses on Twitter. And he wrote, "Is it too late for a Flavortown Road remix at Lil Nas X?"
Yeah. That's our guy.
I mean, seems like a perfect collaboration. And you think,
yeah, I'm going to take my
gives you the chills.
And you know what he responded? "Never too late for you, legend."
Oh, snap!
Legend.
Two legends. Legend Summit.
Yeah. Yep.
We got to get these guys together.
This could be the greatest moment in pop culture history.
They at least... We got to get a production company to shoot something where at least... I'm not saying that... the G-Man needs to sing the hook or anything, but I feel like they could shoot a video. It could be like, you know, like in a backyard or on a ranch or something somewhere, and guys cooking for the crew.
Oh yeah, that's very on brand with like a video.
Yeah, and then he's like barbecuing, and then it's like it like comes. There can be a breakdown, and it's just like a shot of him like taking a big bite of a burger or something. You know how he's known for his taking big bites of shit. Yeah.
Big bite, like a hand gesture.
Yes,
I got it.
We need him.
Yeah,
we need this to happen. Do we need to do a GoFundMe or something?
Yeah,
we gotta
maybe
put this together.
Maybe get him, hand him a fire hose with the donkey sauce coming out of it.
Oh, amazing! Yes,
be amazing.
He could like blast it out of the barn.
Yeah, I mean, there was the video of him in the club, like spraying foam on people.
Yes,
he knows what's up. He knows how to party.
He does. He's a great dude.
Best dude.
He knows how to get down. And this is a cultural. He's a cultural
Flavortown Road
icon.
Remix. Oh my god, that would be great.
Stop it. Let's keep an eye on this. We need to make sure this happens. Absolutely.
Yeah.
G-Man and Lil Nas X. Okay. Let's. We've been talking a while. Let's jump into some. Let's do a quick voicemail here. Oh, and something. I just noticed something about this voicemail that's got me thinking of something else.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's
Manuel and Gardenia did not call in this week, but we do have another call.
Okay.
Hey guys and fancy, it's Dave in Salt Lake. Hey, sorry this is about Dawn.
Dave in Salt Lake, by the way. So Jason Stewart and Reality Steve were both in Vegas this weekend for Reality Steve. This Reality Steve, great guy, great, been a very, very gracious guest of the show. He came on, he reviewed Karate Kid 3. He did 2 and 3 with us, did he not? I believe he did.
Did he do all 3 or just?
No, he didn't.
Oh, Travis it was Rogers. Just Travis on the first. Yeah. He did the
Travis Rogers, who has a severe dislike of Daniel LaRusso.
He sided with the bullies.
Yeah, he is on the side of the Cobra Kai. This Reality Steve, every year he's got this grassroots thing going with The Bachelor. I don't know how he did it. He had a source in production, or he knew someone. Something happened where he was able to early on be able to tell people what was going to happen on The Bachelor before it happened. And he has built that into a cottage industry where now he is the go-to source for any news on The Bachelor. Before the contestants are announced, he's posted them all to his Twitter, to his blog, to his Instagram. He is a dude that has just made something from nothing. He was a sports talk radio guy. He was a sports talk radio caller, and then he worked in sports talk radio. And now he's got this Bachelor thing. And every year, Ed, he throws a party and he pays for it himself. He rents a room in Vegas. He pays for the bar. He pays for food. He gives out prizes. And anybody that is a fan of his is welcome to come. All they got to do is say, here's my reservation. Here, I got a room booked. So he can get a head count. And he throws these people a party at his own expense just to say thank you for being a fan of Reality Steve.
Beery-esque.
Great dude. Yeah, a smaller, an up-and-coming Fieri type. So anyway, last weekend was his thing, and he had invited Jason Stewart and I, and, you know, it's not really my scene. You know, it's not, you know, just not, I don't know. I'm not good in crowds, and I'm not good in Vegas, and the whole, it's just not really for me. But also, I couldn't go anyway.
Yeah, I can't guarantee it, but I feel like I may have gone to Vegas for the last time.
Yeah, it's just not, you know what, Vegas is amazing. It has amazing restaurants, but everything else about Vegas is
not amazing.
Awful. Yes. So anyway, Jay Stu was there, and Jay Stu brought a plus one, to which I made the joke. I invited Jay Stu to the beach with me one time, and we had to stop on the way so he could get a bag of sand. and Jay Stu has told me that his plus one has not stopped repeating that line since she apparently heard me say it on the Bachelor Lifestyle podcast. But anyway, Jay Stu, this is a long way for me to go to say, Jay Stu was texting me pictures from the party. It looked like an amazing party. And then Jay Stu texted me a picture of him with a very tall bearded man. And he said, "This is David Bray." David Bray made it out. Listen, David in Salt Lake for work, listener of the show, great dude, friend of ours.
Yeah, good dude.
Was at the Reality Steve event, Worlds Collide.
Now, how does he get in there? I have no problem with him getting invited, and I would not have gone, but where's my invite?
Oh, you could have come.
I didn't get the invite, and I wouldn't have gone. I just wasn't.
Yeah, it's two-thirds of the way across the country.
And it's Las Vegas.
Well, yeah, I guess it's one of those things where you, like, invite people to your wedding that you know aren't going to come. You could invite, Steve. I'll tell Steve to invite you next time.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is David Bray, who was at that party.
But had to weigh in on the, the uncomfortable.
Big cough.
The most uncomfortable urinals. Definitely the circle of dongs. Back in the day, Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
Not sure about California, but as a young kid, when you would line up at the big thing where you used to step on your foot and the water would come out, you were facing a bunch of guys in a circle of dongs.
Well, now hold on. He's conflating two things.
Yeah,
and this
one
is a
was
problem.
The trough, right?
Yeah. Well, there used to be a circle that you pissed in, but there was also a similar circle where you stepped on the thing, and that one was to wash your hands. There was a wash your hands circle, and there was also circle.
I think I've done the circular urinal thing, but I'm pro. If you can get water from the sink by your feet, that would be great.
Yeah,
hate touching those handles.
Me too. So do I. And the one where you got to like bump it to get the water going.
Oh yeah.
And then you've washed your hands, and the water goes off, and you still have soap on your hands, and then you got to bump it again.
Yeah,
and
it's
like,
a real gross
feeling.
I'm trying
to clean these hands. Yeah. Not a fan. But yeah, you don't see the circle trough like you used to, where everybody's just
which is a good thing.
Let's compare cocks here. Let's stand in a circle and just we'll all get them out and let's just compare cocks. And I haven't had this in a long time, but in my 20s, I went through the whole thing where I had like a mental block from using the urinal.
Oh, you had
Does
to go.
Does this happen to anybody else?
No, I mean, I know it is a thing with dudes and you had to go inside the stall.
Well, I didn't think I would have to. I'd be like, man, I got to piss. And I would walk up and I would not be able to start. And it was a psychological thing. I wasn't worried that people could see my dick. I don't care about that. My thing is that they're going to think it's weird that I can't piss. So I walk up there and I'm like, oh my God, they can't hear anything coming out. They think there's something wrong with me that I can't piss. And it was a full thing for me. So if I had to go up to that circle thing and went to piss, and it would be obvious that I wasn't pissing. I would never piss again. I would explode. Urine would start coming out of my pores. It would back up through my kidneys and start shooting out my sides.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see what David's got to say.
And very uncomfortable as a kid to look at a bunch of hairy, gross dicks, but
oh yeah, as a kid, you would see a grown man's dick, it was not good.
Oh yeah,
it wouldn't happen that often, but it came. I guess when you're at a like a ball game, and you would be like waist high. Yeah. You'd just be walking through the men's room. You'd see some. I mean, they looked like dinosaur penises when you were a kid. Everybody looked huge.
I remember going to the gym with my stepdad when I was like, I don't know, 10. And we'd like go to the locker room. And back then, for some reason, they hadn't invented like shower partitions.
Yeah.
Even though you had like a shower head on the wall, you couldn't screw a couple pieces of plywood on either side of every shower head to just keep everybody private. It was just all shower heads pouring into like a center drain, and everybody's just got like prison. It was like fucking prison.
Yeah, that was like my high school locker room. That's why I just would shower when I got home.
Yeah, same.
You're like, what? I want to hang out with like other guys to shower, and then I'm going home where there's a much more comfortable shower situation.
Yeah, how about I hang out here and get sandusky'd?
Right.
Or I just bounce home to my own private shower.
With better water pressure.
Yeah, where I have everything I need. No thanks.
Ever. Circle of Dongs is the worst public urinal of all time. So
I just like to quickly, before I'll let David Bray finish, but I would first like to just tell him thank you for naming this week's show.
Circle of Dongs.
Thanks for that.
Sorry, I had to weigh in because that one cannot be overlooked. All right, guys, take care.
Absolutely. Right. Good point. Thank you for that. Let us know if there's anywhere that the Circle of Dongs still exists. I don't think it's got to be. It has to have been made illegal, right?
I would think it's been decades since I've seen one.
Same. Even the trough has fallen out of favor. Now they have like those waterless, like Dodger Stadium had the trough forever till a couple years ago, and now they've replaced it with like those waterless. And I don't know the wizardry that goes into that. But it's like a thing. It looks like a urinal, but there's no water in it. And according to it, it doesn't need water.
How about the
function?
The urinal. When I mean, this goes on in the office too. A urinal where there are boogers on the wall above it.
Disgusting.
Fucking animals. It happens at every office in America.
Especially bad at bars. What is wrong with you? What? I went in one the other day and I started gagging because there was not one, not two, but three pieces of chewed gum in the fucking urinal on the little screen.
I didn't think seven-year-olds are supposed to be in men's rooms and bars.
Right. If there's one piece of shit, I get it. It was the gums were three different colors, by the way. This was three scumbags.
Presumably grown men?
Yeah. Chewing gum. You're chewing gum. Are you fucking six?
Pete Carroll?
Right. B, you're gonna take a cue from some other fucking disgusting human and launch your chewed gum into a urinal where some lowly
I used to have to clean.
Yes.
When I was the low man on the busboy totem pole, I had to clean that. Or cigarettes back in the day, cigarettes in the urinal. You'd have to fish disgusting. That out. They don't flush.
Disgusting. Animals. Okay, this email's kind of long, but it's something we probably need to hear. It's an update from our listener, Chuck, the dude that's got Peyronie's disease.
Oh, no.
Ballers, before I get to the main subject of the email, may I suggest you consider the movie War Games for review? So much to discuss, including a young, hot Ali Sheedy and autistic-esque Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
Shall we play a game?
Yeah, Broderick, I feel like, has a mo haircut in that movie.
Global thermal nuclear destruction. Isn't that right before he did that murder in Ireland?
I think that was post-Ferris.
Yeah.
I think he
no,
did
I think
this.
It was pre.
I think that because I was a big – right after Ferris Bueller, I was a big fan. I remember reading about that. I was like, oh, no. Ferris killed someone.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was when he was shooting that one –
the monkey one, Project X or whatever.
No. It was like Hawk Something. Now I got to know. Hold on, because it was in Ireland.
Oh,
and he.
This is the one with where his father is Dustin Hoffman and his grandfather is Sean Connery or something.
Yes, I think you're onto something. Okay, hold on.
And they're all supposed to be related. Dustin Hoffman.
Scrolling back here, so he did. He was on. He did an episode of Lou Grant. Then things really blew up for him. 1983, he does Max Dugan Returns, followed by War Games, his star turn. Then something called 1918. Oh, this is it. Lady Hawk, which came out prior to Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay.
1985.
I and that's correct.
The one he was.
But isn't there a movie, is it called like Family Business or something, where he and Dustin Hoffman and Sean Connery are all supposed to be related?
Let's see here.
Called Family Business. Am I?
Yes. 1989.
This is a terrible movie.
Yes. Oh, it's like a mob movie.
Right, but Sean Connery's accent's fluctuating.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman, I think they're all supposed to be Italian. The movie is a mess.
Dustin Hoffman's got that beak.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. Well, we'll think about it, Chuck. Anyway, I thought I'd give you an update on my treatment for Peyronie's disease. I'm not sure I'm ready for this. At least there's no pictures. I am in the middle of a cycle of 8 injections of a medication called Xiaflex. The injections are given in pairs, a week apart, with 6 weeks in between.
You know where these injections are going.
Yeah, in his dick. He's getting shots in his dick. First, I'm giving a numbing shot of lidocaine right to the shaft of my penis. This is very uncomfortable. The urologist said I could get a straight injection without the numbing shot, but I am not man enough to try it.
I don't like that they suggest this, because my dentist did this to me once. Yeah. Well, yeah. You probably won't feel this, so, you know, unless you want
just
the injection.
Just numb it.
But at the time, I felt a little bit challenged. I was like, well, if you don't think I need it. And it was the most pain I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
If you have the ability to numb it, just fucking numb it.
Just numb it. Just numb it. After that, the area is completely numb. You can reach down and touch, and there is zero feeling. I mean, I appreciate the offer, Chuck. Yeah. That's going to be a hard pass for me.
Yeah.
But I'm sure somebody will take you up on it. And there is zero feeling. The ultimate stranger. And then he does the little semicolon with the bracket behind it.
Oh, is that the wink? Is that a wink?
Yeah, the wink.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Then the injection is given right to the affected area on the shaft. Then they wrap my penis in a gauze-filled compression bandage. It almost looks like my junk is in a cast, and boy, does it bruise. Turns all sorts of different colors. After the injection of each pair and the swelling and bruising subsides, after a few days,
God. Oh my God.
I am required to, quote, model 3 times a day, which requires me to stretch my penis out for 30 seconds at a time.
Like wristwatch it?
Are you gonna get any length out of this, Chuck? I think he just like pulls it straight multiple times a day. Imagine how awkward it was at one of my first appointments when my urologist, a cute redhead, was showing me how to stretch my junk whilst I laid on the table. Suffice to say, I was not aroused, so I avoided all embarrassment.
See, my problem would be, if I wasn't aroused, I would feel great embarrassment. I mean, at least a semi.
Yeah, I mean, I would want some blood in it, but not
full
rope.
I'm not saying full rope, but
yeah,
you want a little bit.
Yeah. The model for this is the movie Wild Things with Kevin Bacon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a hard on, but he represents nicely because there's clearly blood in the shaft. He's chubbed it up just enough that it looks healthy, but he doesn't have a hard
on. Now, I wouldn't say this is as good looking, but I did see a little interview with Jason Segel in the Sarah Marshall movie.
Yeah.
The scene where he's naked, he said he constantly had to, while they were reshooting, he's like, he constantly had to work that balance of in between.
Yeah.
Because
that's hard.
It's hard.
I can't remember Siegel's cock in that one.
It's not idiot. It's not great because he's so tall.
Yeah.
So you kind of get punished by scale of it all, but
that's tough. That's a tough deal.
But yeah.
That's a tough deal. Okay. Oh, I am told to avoid an erection if possible for 4 weeks after each second injection. Well, that's a
no can do.
That's got to be, you mean 4 hours, right?
I've never gotten a day.
It's impossible. After each second injection, if I happen to get a random one, which has happened a lot lately because the treatments have increased my flow considerably, almost like being a teenager again, I am supposed to gently bend the erection straight and hold it for 30 seconds. So he's, because his dick is crooked, when he bends, he has to bend his dick for it to be straight. When he bends his dick is actually straight. But I have to be careful because one of the complications of XiaFlex includes the possibility of shattering the corporal tubes in the shaft. Think popping a balloon, which can only be cured by
how much
surgery.
More? How much more?
It's like 2 more paragraphs. Okay. And the surgery is not always successful. Oh my God. You're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. Feel for you, buddy.
Above all this, oh my God, I am instructed to avoid sexual activity of any kind for 4 weeks after each injection cycle, but things are looking straighter by the day. So I am hopeful by this fall, I will be able to make up for lost time with my beloved wife. Well, you get her a toy, Chuck. You need to take her. Make sure she's getting what she needs. Anyway, I will give you an update at the end of the treatment. Hopefully I'll get the kinks straightened out and triumphantly get back to what's important. Another winky face. That is from Chuck.
Well, good luck, Chuck.
SST. Hashtag team current Chuck.
You're a good man. Hang in there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm guaranteeing you that most of our audience would never have heard about this, and I guarantee you at least one or two or three or 10 people within the sound of my voice have this issue and have not dealt with it, and that is why what you're doing is important. Thank you for that, Chuck.
Good luck, buddy.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
And speaking of salt of the earth, just good people, what is going on with former Ohio State and Florida and Utah head coach Irving Myers?
Well, a little update. He was one of his players, a former captain chosen by Irving, and a former teammate of Aaron Hernandez, has been charged with murder. So that is a second confirmed murderer.
Was it one of the Pouncey brothers?
No, it's not. Oh. And remember, they had their M.A. Marquise and something.
Mike.
So it was Ma Pouncey or Me Pouncey.
Yeah.
Because it was just the first two letters.
How do you have a Marquise and a Mike?
Ma Pouncey.
Well, Irving Myers knows how to pick him. Like, he's just a good guy. And when one of his assistant coach's wives tells his wife that he's been knocking her around, that she's been abused, his wife knows not to share that information with Irving Myers. And that's just a good marriage right there. He's very busy with the coaching, and she doesn't tell him that kind of stuff.
And when he's losing a game, he fakes a headache. Oh, yes. You got a feel for him out there. Look at him holding his head. he can go fuck himself.
Yeah, fuck Irving Myers all the way. Fuck him hard. He sucks.
I'll tell you something else to fuck. The unwritten rules. Fans send death threats to minor leaguer who broke up a four-person combined no-hitter in the ninth with a bunt. With a bunt. Nope. Bunt.
Yes. Nope. Nope.
It's not even one pitcher. I mean, I still don't agree with the unwritten rule, but this was a four-person combined no-hitter. This guy is trying to make the majors just like everybody else.
Yep.
And getting a hit helps his average, which could help his prospects.
Yeah.
And so he's not supposed to try in minor league baseball, so these four clowns can get recognition for something nobody cares about?
The minor leagues doesn't count. The minor leagues doesn't count as much as my buddy McRaider's summer league high school no-hitter that he threw, that he talks about constantly.
Summer league.
Doesn't count either.
Well, summer league.
He threw it in summer league. He didn't know. It wasn't even in the regular season.
No, that doesn't, summer league. No, that doesn't count.
It doesn't count. Neither does the minor leagues. And neither does combined no-hitters. Now, I will say this. If you're bunting, you're a little bit of a bitch.
Yeah.
But
look,
I'm not – you shouldn't get death threats for it. It's a little bit of a bitch move. Like you're getting no hit.
It kind bunting. Of is. But what if this guy needs to bring up the numbers?
No. Sorry. Bunting is a bitch tactic. It's – unless you're Brett Butler –
I like
not the lady comedian.
No. Not the lefty, Hearts of Fire, whatever. I'm not opposed to a suicide squeeze.
If the pitcher's up, if you got a guy that can't hit, I guess, you know? Like it's actually the suicide squeeze, I'd have to read the numbers on it. I think is successful more than it isn't, or it's like much more successful than just bunting for a base hit. So, yeah, I'll give you the suicide squeeze. But bunting to break up a combined no-hitter, while not death threat worthy, little bit of a bitch tactic.
Yeah, but the unwritten rules thing.
No, I agree with that. I'm not
okay with it.
I agree with that, yeah.
So by the time you hear this, it might be concluded one way or the other. But the St. Louis Post-Dispatch ran a congratulatory full-page ad for the Blues winning the Stanley Cup, featuring a letter from the owner right as they lost Game 6. You know, I think it was their online.
Dewey beats Truman.
It was their online. I don't think it went into the print version, but
nobody prints a paper anymore.
But what's the owner doing?
Well,
I mean, is it that hard to come up with thoughts saying thank you, St. Louis, for all the hard, you know, all the cheering you've done? What, the owner's got to pre-write something?
He's got it ready to go. He's got it. His PR team wrote it.
But in the day of emails,
you can
have a draft. They send it to the paper. The paper had it already.
It's kind of like every publication right now has an obituary of Britney Spears written and ready to go.
How about when Liz Taylor died, New York Times obituary, it was like a really well-written obituary. The woman who wrote it had died like 12 years earlier or eight years earlier.
I remember that. They just come in and they freshen it up. They got to have that shit ready. Like it's you got to get the drop on people. You got to be ready to go. I'm with it. Is Game 7 tonight?
I think it's tomorrow. But you know, not everybody listens the second the show drops. So,
no, I know. I'm just saying for my own edification, I would like to.
No, and they drag. I mean, sevens. They drag things out forever.
Not like the NBA. The NBA is ridiculous.
The NBA is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
They've played They play two games a week.
Yeah.
To put in perspective, the Knicks season ended in like April.
Yes.
And they're still playing. It's crazy.
Training camp's about to start.
Yeah, they have the draft next. Like a week and a half from now.
It's crazy.
Warriors minority owner Mark Stevens was banned for a year for shoving Kyle Lowry from his courtside seat on Friday night. He's a venture capitalist bro.
Not long enough.
He should be banned for life.
Life.
And I think that's what Kyle Lowry said. And you lifetime see him. Ban. He's this douche and he like gives him a purposeful shove. Kyle Lowry is a professional athlete and could mash this fucking douche. Yep.
should have bombed on him, could have bombed on him,
yeah.
Clearer heads prevailed. What's the saying that I'm screwing up right now?
You got it. Cooler heads.
Oh, okay. Cooler heads. That's what I was going to say. Acted like a pro.
Yeah, but like, if he mashed him, he would have been banned for a year. If he mashed him, and the other guy started it.
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck Mark Stevens. Get him. Make him sell his portion of the team. He can go fuck himself. Any fucking fan that touches a fucking player, you're there to watch, fuckface. Watch the fucking game and shut the fuck up.
Right.
Fuck you. Go away.
And the fact that he's an owner, part owner, the Players Association should be able to demand this guy gets out.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Donald Sterling, piece of shit, was driven out of his business for much less.
Right. Yeah. Well, he did date that woman with a welding mask.
V. Stiviano.
I forgot her name. We've already had some painful thoughts, but Mariners outfielder Mitch Haniger suffers ruptured testicle after fouling off a pitch to the groin. I mean, he fouls it and it goes direct line right to the penis and balls. Ruptured.
So that means he's only got one now.
Yeah.
That's because there's not, you can't save that.
Yeah.
He exploded one of his nuts.
Yeah.
That's worse than the Peyronie's disease.
Yeah, he's behind in the count. He's got a 1-1 count. He's got one ball, one strike now. Oh my God. Ruptured. Oh.
I mean, what can they give him? They should retire his number.
Yeah, they should. What? They should treat him like in the Natural when the guy dies from running through the outfield wall. They should give him that treatment.
Yeah, just like whatever. Like he should get whatever. I mean, it would be pretty hard to foul one off your dick. Like,
yeah, if you see it,
hit by a pitch.
If you see it, it's weird because it just usually doesn't go that angle, and it goes like it takes a beeline right to the dick.
So he like got it off the handle, kind of.
It's weird. It just looks like he swings and it just goes straight down into the dick.
Oh my fuck. I can't watch that. I'm not going to. No one send me that.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
It's not
it.
Good. It's not
awful.
Good.
Awful.
There's the last sports story. There's something called the fastest dog or dog mile. And a dog and an owner broke the world record by running a 409 mile.
That's insane.
Now, if the owner can run a 409 mile while holding a leash, buddy.
No, it probably just ran next to.
Buddy,
it just ran.
Why not try to work this out into something else? Like what are you running dog miles for?
I need to know what kind of dog this was.
I feel like it was in the Shepherd, German Shepherd, Odessa. It was a she.
This Washington Post is on to the incognito window trick.
It's German short-haired pointer. It's a little.
Oh yeah, those are cool. That's like a hunting dog.
Yeah, it looks,
those are bitching.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Because if it was a greyhound,
oh, he doesn't. Like, hey. I'm thinking of like old school. The guy's holding a leash. He's just leashed to his waist.
Oh,
so they're just running side by side. I mean, the dog, it doesn't know he's in a race.
Yeah, but could we do away with the leashing? Like, what's like he knows to run with his owner. They probably run together. Do we need to do the leashing? Or they're expected to finish together or what? Like, what if the dog's a little bit faster?
It looks like the dog beats him by half a step.
Oh, nice. Nice. It's 4 minute, nearly a 4 minute mile.
That's crazy. When
that
for a little stretch, I was like, let me see how fast, because I'm not a fast person. But let's see how fast I can do a mile. And the best I did, I got to 5 flat.
Oh, that's amazing.
But like that was months of like just working on the mile. Like I just
running miles.
I was like, fuck it. I'm just gonna run a mile, or maybe like I would run a mile and a half, but I was just working on maximizing, seeing how fast I could fucking go. and it was, you know, on a track and shit. And, like, my body, well, like, my legs felt like they were going to fall off, and I got to five.
So good for you, sprinting.
It is.
It's the best thing you can do. I mean, it's hard on the joints.
Yeah, I was going to say, that ship has sailed for me. My knee and ankle, I couldn't do that.
I was in between gyms. I quit the gym. I was going to this gym. It's like a pretty nice gym.
Yeah.
But it's in a hotel. It's right near my house. And it was really expensive. And all I use is the free weights. Once in a while, I would go for a steam also. Mm-hmm. But I'm not like using the pool facilities and the training and all like the stuff, you know? It just wasn't worth it to me. So I quit. And then I was just going to join my local Y.
Why's are actually surprisingly expensive?
Yeah, and this one's not too bad. Okay. This one's not too bad, and it's like it's got everything you need. It's just kind of not as nice.
Right.
It's cheaper than going to a 24-hour fitness or fitness or whatever. But I just hadn't. I just kind of got lazy on it, and so I didn't work out for like 5 weeks or so. And then I went yesterday, and I just did what I would normally do on a Monday, which is like squats, bench. And then like some pull-ups and pull-downs and stuff like that.
Oh, so shampooing your head today was not feeling good. Or you laughed.
I could barely walk. I could barely sit down. I thought I had injured myself in the gym. I had to tap out before my last set. But I was like, yeah, I haven't worked out in a while, but I do work out. But it's my age. I'm in my 40s, Ed.
Yeah, recovering. Like, when you first get back to like a new exercise, the recovery is brutal. And you feel like you're walking around like Frankenstein.
Yes.
It's real stiff. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad.
So embarrassing. It was
like a real thing. Yeah. It's time for non-sports. A segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now.
Non-sports segment. Ed, let me know. I'll clear my dates. When do I need to be ready to hit that straight pride parade in Boston?
Yeah. It's this summer. I think it's still vague. But they're trying to get a permit, I think, for the straight pride parade, and it's like the name of the group is something like Happy Fun Time or some bullshit. Yeah. And the same guy has organized some gun demonstration and some resist Marxism. He's very involved.
Straights just can't catch a break these days, man.
Yeah, and
tough time to be straight.
Right. It's
in this world.
I know. Like, they just need a place where they can feel comfortable letting the world know they're straight.
Yeah, it's what we all want. It's just a world where it's okay for us to walk around and just be straight.
Yeah.
So long we've been oppressed for our straightness.
I like any time there's a movement, somebody thinks it's an attack on them.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody is talking about protecting endangered rhinos.
Yeah.
They're not advocating killing every other animal. They're just saying like let's look out for this, or Black Lives Matter, let's look out for this. Let's not kill everybody else. Let's just recognize something. I don't know.
No, there's a name for it, like dearth. Of course I can't think of the name, but it's like where there's, if somebody else gets something, then I have less of whatever I have.
Right.
So if LBGTQ,
I trail off. I struggle with that one.
Same. I'm sorry. If we just accept that there are people that exist in the world and just can take a piss where they feel like it, then there's something less for me out there.
And
like all of a sudden something's been taken away from me.
And here's the most important thing of all this. Everyone listening to us now, everyone involved with planning the straight pride parade, everyone who's planning on marching in a straight pride parade,
oh, go love yourself.
Loves someone. not just likes, loves someone who is gay. And they they maybe don't realize it, or if they realize it, then they're a super asshole. But they don't get it, that it is not an insignificant number of people.
No, and when you break it down with these big tentpole issues like this, when you break it down to an individual where people are like, gay people, they shouldn't be married. That's between man and woman. But you go, well, what about your hairdresser, Tim, and his boyfriend, Greg? They've been together for 28 years. What about them? And then to a man, we'll go, well, no, that's fine. Like, they're okay.
Right.
I don't mind it for, like, Tim and Greg should be allowed to get married. But I'm talking about the other ones.
Oh.
You know, that's
the ones that are going to attack you if you give them
right. Yeah, they're coming for your rights. Ed.
Yeah.
Joining us now, jumping in for a little non-sports with the group.
She likes my second segment, I can tell.
She really does. Well, here's the thing. I put a hard start time on the Fancy Pop segment. And yeah, she came in like 10 minutes late for when that was supposed to be. But also, we ran much later. We had lots of talk about Peyronie's and our good friend Reality Steve and all sorts of fun stuff that kind of waylaid us this morning or earlier in the show. So we kind of meet in the middle. It is great to have her. People like having her on the show. Of course, I'm talking about our very own Kate McManus, Fancy Sauce. She is with us now. How are you doing?
Hey, Kate.
Hi, boys. I have actually been sitting here waiting patiently.
It's true.
Well, you missed. We were just discussing what a great idea the Straight Pride Parade is.
Yeah, of course.
When is that?
Is it? It's finally.
They're still working on the permits.
People can march.
They're working on permits.
I'm
surprised Boston. That doesn't seem like the type of
down.
They're such a kind of nice.
Yeah. Oh, they're very accepting.
Yeah. Very quiet.
Bostonites.
Very quiet group.
Yeah. They're known for that.
Well,
what else?
Here's a run of the mill story. Ithaca man stole car, was found nude in chicken coop, chased man with an axe, and killed a dog.
What was he on?
He was on upstate New York, I think. I think that's what he was doing.
Is
that just how people roll in upstate New York?
Is this Ithaca, Florida?
Well, Ithaca, Ithaca, you've got Cornell up there, and then I think everything else is kind of scary. Like Hastings.
Is this a place like Brian and I should stop when we visit upstate New York this summer?
No, we're not going to upstate New York.
We're not?
No.
It's hayseed country in upstate.
Yeah, it is. I've been there. It's very
we're not going that
scenic.
Far, are we?
It's no. Scenic, but it's problematic.
Yes.
So that's kind of on brand.
What did he kill? He killed something with an axe.
He killed a dog.
Oh, that's fucked.
That is fucked.
But I don't know if he killed the dog with an axe. He chased a man with an axe.
Yeah, that's even worse.
That's frightening.
Yes. Okay, what else?
Someone did the old order pizzas. They ordered four large cheeseburger pizzas from Domino's, which is really
what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
Disgusting.
They did
that explained to me.
They did it posing as the Queen of England, and the driver actually tried to get into Buckingham Palace and was turned down.
Well, he had to get it there in 30 minutes.
That's right.
The deal.
That's right. So I think the guys in the big hats had some disgusting pizza. He just left it there.
Awful. I imagine.
Yeah, I need to. What's a cheeseburger pizza?
I'm guessing it's just ground beef and like ground American beef. Cheese on top.
Cheddar
of,
cheese, I would say.
With tomato and shredded lettuce. And
no, I think
they just go with the ground beef and cheese. But it's sad. I mean, fucking. It's bad enough. But Domino's.
Thousand
version?
Island?
Oh, my God.
Sounds like straight up diarrhea.
Awful. Easy on that word. It's not. This isn't the show for that.
Next story. Man calls 911 to taunt police after fleeing a traffic stop. Like, what do we pay you guys for?
That's pretty funny. I like that.
Well, let's stay in the driving scene. Canadian teen caught driving 105 miles an hour blamed hot wings need for bathroom.
I actually heard this on the radio today, and
that's kind of a legit excuse.
That's a code brown.
I mean, we've all been there.
Yes.
That's spicy.
There is a place near here, and I haven't been there in a couple years. They do a fantastic wing, and I like spicy stuff, and I only go for the medium. There's a hot, and then there's like a nuclear hot.
Like if you really want to blow it out.
Don't be gross, please. You're being very disgusting. And this is not the kind of show where we talk like that.
I actually hate potty talk. It's just making me laugh.
And the next day, like there's been times where I'm like, do I need to get an ice cube in there? Like what's...
Now he's being gross.
What's going on? Because it's a burn. It's a serious, serious burn. Hot wings, like if I'm the cop, I do like the police escort setup. I go, okay, follow me. Let's go. It's not safe for you to be driving like this. Let me get the lights on. What's your address? I'm going to help. That's what we pay him for.
Let's all use that next time.
Yeah, what are we paying you for?
Next time I get a... If I am unlucky enough to get another ticket, I've had two lately.
A lot of them lately.
Well, one was a fix-it. Yep. I'm going to be very... That? Yes, I have. I'm going to be very over-the-top, sarcastically grateful and saying, so glad you're on the job. Like, it's really cops like you that keep us safe.
Uh-oh, you are asking for it, huh?
Well, he's writing me a ticket anyway, so I may as well just pile on with the things.
You never know what they can pile on.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
They can add some shit.
Thank you.
They can add some shit.
I'm going to be very genuine.
They can add some shit. And also, we're fucking citizens here. What are we doing? We're fucking not quite stopping at a red light? Is that fucking really that important?
No, I didn't quite stop for the full 3 seconds at a stop sign.
Go fuck yourself, dickhead.
3 seconds?
Go fuck yourself.
Well, you know how you've got to do the full stop.
Yeah.
I just do it till if you feel a jerk and then I go. I don't. There's definitely not 3 seconds. It's 0.3 seconds.
Yeah. I did that and that was not good enough.
Yeah.
But I tried to fight it and then he showed up the day that I showed up for my court date.
Yeah,
what?
And then I knew that it was just going to be my word against his, so I just bounced.
And Ed lives in a place where the cops have real jobs and they have real crime to pursue. So
the cops here are really bored dickheads.
My hometown, like a mile square, had nothing going on, and there were like 30 cop cars in the town.
Yeah.
They just kept increasing the budget.
Okay,
final non-sports story. Woman causes 7-hour delay after mistakenly opening the plane's emergency exit instead of the airplane's bathroom door. What kind of strength does she have?
I thought you couldn't do that. I thought it was the pilot had to hit a switch.
How difficult it is to open that emergency
door?
You're
not supposed to be able to.
Because I did it once.
No, you did?
Just kidding. I can only imagine. Yeah. Oh, this is so loud. I'm getting a lot of feedback.
And you know how...
It only happens when you come on. Yeah.
You know how they ask if you're sitting in the exit row, if you can handle that? What was that person doing? They were just letting this woman rip out the door?
It's crazy. Well, it's the one back by the bathroom that she opened, right?
The door. Yeah, it's the one like next to
the big handle on it.
Kitchen.
Right.
Oh,
it's not that one.
Maybe it depends what size plane we're talking about.
In the galley. Okay. Hold on.
G69, Jungle Lose, and the beat is Korean Hook Fine. Oh, I hope Kate's got news to read, cause it's all I need.
Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture?
You know where they don't want any gayness. They don't want gay people.
Boston.
And they sure don't want gay movies depicting gay people.
Boston.
Doing gay things is in Samoa.
Oh, really?
Samoa. They've got big feelings.
They do. They've banned
everything.
Elton John biopic Rocket Man because of its depictions of homosexuality. 97% of people in Samoa identify as Christian.
I gotta say, I am all about Pride Month and everybody celebrating who they are and feeling proud. I'm not so opposed to them banning that movie. Saw it. Kind of agree with the Samoans.
Under Samoa's 2013 Crimes Act, sodomy is deemed an offense punishable by up to 7 years in prison, even if both parties consent.
Well, so that I don't agree with. But the movie. The movie.
But what about just like oral sex? Like,
well,
BJs.
Two things here. One, many Polynesian tribes believe that the way to become
a man.
Stronger warrior
is to
swallow as much semen as you kiss.
Sometimes
as
Brian makes up stuff like
it's
this.
It's snowballing.
Yeah, as he tells me, like, this will make you feel better.
So the older warriors bring the young prepubescent boys to their hut, and they just let them swallow away because they know they're going to be better fighters later when they grow up a little bit. So maybe there's some of that in Samoa.
Sounds reasonable.
But Kate, what Ed's alluding to, he saw Rocket Man.
I know.
And
not great.
It turns out it's a fucking musical.
Yeah, it is.
You knew
it's
that?
It's a fantasy musical.
Shut up.
Yeah, they break into song in the kitchen.
Oh,
and stuff.
I can't see that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah.
What was
I can't
that?
See that?
Yeah.
Where was the warning?
I was clued into
they
that.
They got to put that really on the marquee.
But hey, you know what? If you like that, like if
who
you
does?
Like movies
no one
like
that.
La La
if you
Land.
Like this,
hey guys.
What?
No one likes
but
that.
But if you like Elton John's music, you might like that.
I like Elton John's music. I didn't like that. And you know, by the way, when you were saying, well, what about oral, that's also sodomy. Sodomy is just anything that's non-vaginal, I think.
I don't think it's sodomy.
I think
when
right.
your wife gives you a BJ that's sodomy.
No, I think it's technically
right?
sodomy. I think just looked it up.
Yeah.
Sexual intercourse involving anal or oral copulation.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It is more the more common part.
But ski polling? So ski polling would be okay.
Yeah, that is kind of fucked in.
Andy J.
What else, Kate?
This Drake. He was at game 5 of the NBA finals.
I hate this guy so much.
Well, his home team, his beloved home team, the Raptors, faced off against my team. Golden State Warriors.
Oh, breaking news.
I couldn't stay up to watch the
breaking
game.
Breaking news. Kate's team is the Golden State Warriors.
Because I get too tired.
It's been that for what would you say about the last 5 years or so?
Three.
Oh, 3 years. Interesting. Okay. Uh-huh.
You don't need to be rude about
right.
because I don't like do sports the same way that you do sports. Because
you've also.
Like you don't need to be so elitist away about the way you do sports.
You've also pledged allegiance to the.
I just said I liked them.
Portland Trailblazers.
I didn't pledge allegiance also.
And the.
This is a boring discussion.
Do you like the Clippers also?
I want to talk about Drake's watch.
As well as my Lakers.
I want to talk about Drake's watch.
What's going on with Drake's watch?
Drake had this watch on. And it's like, let me tell you what it's called. It's called the Richard Mille 69 Tourbillon Erotic Watch, which features three panels capable of displaying different suggestive phrases. So the top bar can be changed to statements like, I want to, I need to, I long to, I lust to, etc. Middle bar activates verbs such as explore, taste, kiss, arouse, devour, caress.
What?
And the bottom bar gets into specifics. You tonight, your lips, your body, your nipples, your pussy.
Oh my God. What did you say?
Do you want to know what he set his watch to for this game 5?
No.
Because
yes.
Drake is the player of all players. I lust to, bar 1, caress, bar 2, your body.
Oh no.
God. I hate this guy.
Pretty tight.
And when they lost and he was walking off the court, he acted like an exhausted player. Like he was really struggling to move after the game. He was making his exit about himself.
when they were
of course he was.
When they were singing the anthem, O Canada, glorious anthem, by the way. It was, they gave it over to the crowd to sing. The whole crowd was singing it. And this Drake, he knew the camera was on him. So he was fucking pantomiming. He was getting so into it, and I just wanted somebody to go over and kick him in the fucking balls so badly. He is the worst. Kate, what else is going on in the world of pop culture?
Former hockey player Sean Avery.
This guy. Very mad.
I mean, when I was younger, he could get it.
Oh, could he?
And he tried. And he did try.
Oh, my. What? Breaking news, Kate.
He was into a lot of stuff.
Yes. And a lot of people, apparently.
Was in Manhattan court on Monday for allegedly bashing a car that was blocking a bike lane. Now he's turned his infamous ire on the New York Post after the hot-headed ex-Rangers star appeared to answer a criminal mischief ticket for allegedly hitting a car door with a scooter. A Post reporter caught him outside the courthouse to ask him some questions about the case, as you do. He answered politely, oddly likening himself to the Braveheart of city cyclists, right? Later seemed to resent the exchange. He posted a video of the journalist to his Instagram account and said in a separate clip, "That bumbling reporter, I don't even know what that was. That's what they do to people. I'm going to make a circus out of this whole thing. I'm going to get so many Instagram followers off of this." I mean, thank you, New York Post. I mean, what? He sounds a bit insane.
What's he so mad about?
I don't know. Kate? He's always so pissed.
Is it because he didn't?
I mean, it might be.
Because he couldn't get the skins back in the day?
It might be. Wow. It might be.
Unbelievable.
The one that got away.
Apparently.
Yeah, I wouldn't let him go to third base.
I don't completely know the bases, but
I don't either.
Okay, what else, Kate?
Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, now married to Joe Jonas, once tried to get Matthew Perry to ask her out. Apparently, he was filming a movie when she was 23. He was 49. He was doing some work.
Isn't she 23 now?
Oh, this is now. I don't know how old.
She's married to Joe Jonas.
So this is like 3 years ago.
Well, when she was like 19.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was doing some work on the block where she lived, and she'd always come around the corner, and there was Matt Perry smoking a cigarette. He's trying to stay off the crack cocaine.
Right.
She went and bought a lighter in hopes that she could light a cigarette. Didn't pan out. She hoped that she would see a tweet that she had made about how excited that she was that Chandler Bing was filming on her block.
Yes.
Ask her out, but it didn't happen. But
could I be more addicted to crack?
Based on what we know about Matt Perry, via people that we know that are on the celebrity dating app, Raya, Sophie Turner could probably have gotten it.
Yes.
She just wouldn't need to download the app.
Yes, she was going about it wrong.
Yes.
Don't get a lighter from your bodega.
Instead of a lighter, get a match.
Download an app.
Hey, Raya, get at me. We could market this. Let's do an email real quick, and then we'll get back to your topics. Bri, Ed, and Kate. First of all, the Scoop It Up theme song is straight fire. It's the best song on the pod by far.
Chicken hands, get the cluck, scoop it up, scoop it up. All y'all bitches get the suck, scoop it up, scoop it up. Play a hater, still hate.
For the record, Kate has removed her headphones.
That pussy, I ain't wait. Scoop it up, scoop it up. Hold up, wait a minute, scoop it up.
I like that part. I agree with that. It's the best song on the pod by far. B, if you had to save an orphanage from burning to the ground by scooping up A, that bitchy soccer milf with the I want to speak to your manager haircut, or B, the bossy little league milf who's always looking for concession stand workers, who would you scoop up?
Chicken hands, get the cluck, scoop it up, scoop it up. All y'all bitches get the suck, scoop it up, scoop it up. Play a hater still.
I'll go ahead and answer that for the group. I go with the little league milf. She's a little more chill. She's less uptight. These soccer moms are nuts. They're driving all over, taking every freeway to tournaments. They're way too into it. Club soccer, it's too much. Gimme little league mom for the scoop.
You know what?
Scoop it up. Yes, Ed?
One move that I've taken to doing with Little League
as a coach.
No.
When you're trying to bang one of the moms.
No,
yes.
I'm trying to scoop. I'm only a basketball coach at this point. I know the coach of my son's Little League team, and I just do the thing where I help tell who goes to the on deck spot. Like I just tell who's in the hole. But it's a way to avoid everyone and everything. I just hang out, like, not even in the dugout with the kids. I'm just right next to the dugout, and then I just lean in and be like, Danny, you're up next.
That's a good gig.
And so I don't have to talk to parents. It's great.
I was the third base coach, and I send them. I'm from the fucking old school.
Oh, in Little League? Send them always.
Well, I send them. Go.
If the third baseman has the ball, you send them.
Yeah, I send them because the throw is not
the
like,
odds of
whatever.
The catcher like, being able to use that mitt properly. It's the good bet. If you're on third in Little League, you're going to score.
It's unlikely, but I got some guys thrown out at home, I'll be honest, on more than one occasion. And there was a guy that was on like part of my last team that was kind of gunning for my job at third base. And one week I wasn't there. And he coached third base, and it got back to me that he had fucking gotten some guys, got many guys thrown out at home, much worse than me. He was having to send guys back to second base. Oh, it was a whole mess, and it made me feel very, very vindicated. Number three, the funny subreddit you guys have to visit. I've just texted it to both of you. Don't worry, Kate. There's more dudes than chicks in it. Is Shower Beer Gone Wild. Guys, what do you think? Shower Beer Gone Wild.
Whoa.
The pictures aren't... Oh, my God. Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm not seeing what you're saying. What are you seeing?
Well, you got to click on them, I guess. There's...
The first one?
Yeah, there's naked chicks drinking beer in the shower. I think I must not have like...
No, I went on to my laptop because that worked better. And
I'm not in the... that's what it is. I've just searched. I haven't gone to that. Oh, here we go. Oh, this chick's a little chubby. Whoa! Oh, that's a dick!
That is a meaty... I mean, the one with the... What is that? 51 KIBA is the hairiest, meatiest...
Oh no.
I clicked on the link you sent me.
Oh, what? That's a weird looking dick. Oh, with the PB.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh my, that's the worst looking thing I've ever seen.
Oh, it's because you're on a Oh, right here.
Oh, that's bad. Oh no. What? There's a dude fucking a Guinness can here.
Kate, it's stuff like this.
Oh my god.
It's a guy's.
Okay.
Gross.
Are you on your laptop?
Is about as fat as the beer can.
You gotta see the Shapeshifter IPA. That's like.
Hold on. Oh my god.
What?
This one.
Oh, I guess that's just because.
That guy's is much longer than a beer can.
Oh my god.
Oh!
Labatt's
sip of Shun
this Canada's
one. Kate, what's going on? Can you speak to that? What's going on there? There's a lot of skin on that cock. Too much.
That's so disgusting.
Oh my
god! Don't show me stuff like that.
All that. Oh my god! It's 90% dicks are here.
It's all dicks.
Whoa! This guy's got a. I feel kind of bad for hop therapy.
Oh yeah, I saw that one.
Kate McManus, how are you feeling about hop therapy here?
I wouldn't be posting that on the internet.
You wouldn't? Mm-mm. Would it cut? Does it kind of bum you out?
Hey, this one picture doesn't even look like the shower. This looks like the guy just wanted to show off his dong. Oh my god, what is that grunion picture?
Oh, Guinness?
No, like the guy fucking the Guinness can, yeah.
Holy shit, Shapeshifter!
That's the one I'm saying!
Jesus Christ, this is that, is he?
He's not cut.
Is this like when a guy takes a picture of a fish and he pushes the fish way out by the camera? by the camera.
You got to keep Taylor going fans, down.
Your thoughts on Shave Shifter IPA? What do you think's happening here?
That looks deformed.
Hey, this Grunion one, it looks like he might be in a communal shower.
Oh, no, like the gym?
I don't know why you guys think I want to look at disgusting penises.
When you get to Grunion, you'll know.
There's some that are broads.
Oh, there's hold a on. Guy fucking a champagne of beers. What's with the guys
this
putting
guy's
their
got his
sharp metal there?
He's got his face in the picture. How do you find this stuff? Luponic distortion. Ah, jeez, this is so disturbing. Oh, this guy, look.
Keep going to Grunion.
This guy's in here with his lady. This is nice. His ladies, they're sharing a beer in the shower, and she's holding onto his hog there. That's kind of nice, right, Kate? That's love. Would you say that's love?
I mean, I don't think you should bring food into the shower.
Well, it's a beer. No, but it's not beef jerky.
I love how everything that I thought about Reddit has been confirmed the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
This is
here's one with two dudes having a shower together.
Oh, you found it.
Mm-hmm. I got the app.
Oh, you did? You downloaded the app. Ed, I haven't seen the one you're talking about. What do you think about these, Kate? These are massive breasts.
A lot of pepperonis in here.
Lot happening there. I don't know that I'll ever visit this page again, but I'm Jesus. Oh, Grunion. That's the same guy from Shapeshifter.
Yeah, I think it might be.
Hey, is this the guy that you said was deformed before? It's the same dong, right?
No, it's different.
No, I'm pretty sure it's the same.
No, it's different.
Okay. He's the expert.
I don't think he's posted twice in different showers with different beers.
I mean, it's the same dong.
But look at that shower. What's with all those pipes? Is he in a communal shower?
Oh, yeah. What is going on there? There's a lot of exterior plumbing.
I'm worried.
Interesting.
For whoever's in the shower with Grunion.
Okay. Shower beer's gone wild.
I'm just on a... None of mine are naked people. Am I on the wrong thing?
Yeah, I think you're on the wrong thing.
Well, that's good. I don't want to be on the right thing.
Clear history.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This guy's... Oh, the High Life guy. His... Dick is in the actual
that's the
pan,
thing there's sharp
like.
Metal there what's yeah. going on buddy
I'm not oh this guy's all soapy but he's drinking a Yangling so he's probably a Philly guy so I don't want to know he's probably in prison
you don't want to see his Philly cheesesteak
oh this
don't show me
this
Brian.
Guy's got a real like skinny one
oh, there's a
but it goes up
oh
don't you know stout ugh. Evil Twin Brewing
I feel sick.
Oh, there's an Amish guy in here. Oh, and he's drinking a Red's cider.
He's on Rumspringa, no I think.
Yeah. Oh, Modern Times. That's one of my favorite breweries. Okay. Thank you for that. Best podcast around right now, but it can be better. Hashtag free T-Raj. That is Vic from the TBLS podcast. Thank you for that. Kate, continue. What is happening in Fancy Pop?
Do you know who Marsha Cross is? She was
yes.
on Desperate Housewives. She
do.
Was a redhead.
Of course I do. She was also on...
She's 57 now.
Don't tell me the name. It's not 90210. It's Melrose Place. She was on Melrose Place as well.
Oh, right.
What's going on with her? How's she doing?
She's got... She's in remission from anal cancer. But she's like
that's
doing the rounds and like talking about it. She's proud.
Good for her.
She said that doctors suspect her anal cancer could be linked to the throat cancer her husband... was diagnosed with.
Oh, interesting.
Because apparently that's not unlikely. One of the top risk factors for anal cancer is the HPV virus.
Oh, and how would that be transmitted from somebody with throat cancer to somebody with anal cancer?
HPV can be passed between people through skin-to-skin contact as well as through sex and oral sex.
If there's any silver lining here, it's that we know her husband's a giving lover.
It can migrate around, might start in the genitals, and find its way to the anus.
Does it mention anything about her husband's Twitter handle being at WalkOffHBP? And is he going to be changing it to WalkOffHPV?
That's a good point. There'll probably be an update to this.
Is she married to anyone?
Well, good for them.
To this
famous
article.
I think she's just married to a guy.
I think he's just like a finance dude.
His name's Paul something.
Ass eaten.
So the moral of the story is go get that HPV vaccine. You can get it now.
It's too late. You got to get it when you're a teen.
What? You can't get it now?
When you're 12. Like, well, I don't know. I'm not a physician, Ed.
Well, you definitely can get it when you're like around 12, I believe.
That's when they normally give it. Because the thing is, I think most of us have been exposed to it by this age. Not me, obviously.
I do not have it.
Because I don't have a dirty dick.
Gross.
I got a clean ass
A dirty
dick.
Shower I got penis. A
clean, slightly dark dick. Okay? And it's got no HPV on it.
These pipes are clean.
Okay, what else?
I can't deal with these like little SoundCloud rappers. This oh. Lil Xan. Yeah. So
Xanax?
Lil Xan. Yeah, Lil Xan.
Yeah, he's the worst.
He's got a new record out called Total Xanarchy with an X.
Tight. Yeah. And what's he up to?
So
doing cool stuff?
Yeah, so TMZ got hold of some video footage obtained. Some video footage that shows Xan arguing with a man at a gas station. So he pulls up in his Mercedes SUV to get gas. And this guy recognizes him and starts saying to him, "You a bitch. Look at this little bitch. Do something, homie."
Yeah.
Apparently, Lil Xan had made some comments about Tupac.
Oh.
What?
So you're Defending messing Pac. With like...
That's like Taco Bell making fun
real,
of Peter Luger.
Some real games, but also people that like Tupac,
yeah,
like
everyone
streets
should.
Are like he's the are best. Real gangsters. And
he's the best
also,
of all time.
Little Xan, Tupac died before Little Xan was born. So, like, what's your beef?
So I don't know what he said about Tupac, but apparently he had made some comments, and this guy came up to him and you know was saying like, "Do something, you little bitch,"
yeah.
And Little Xan pulled out a gun.
Oh well.
He did something.
Yeah.
If only XXXTentacion had been a good
guy. But this gangster at the gas station wasn't scared.
Because he's facing off with Lil Xan.
Yeah.
There's a video.
Like, I don't know.
So then Lil Xan wrote on his gram, "The media is going to try and twist what just happened at a gas station. I was about to be attacked."
Yeah. Well,
and resorted to having
like
to
it.
Use self-defense.
Sounds like it.
"Fuck all you old head ass bitches still talking about Tupac shit. Live your own life and stop picking on a kid."
Hey, I mean, Lil Xan's out there defending
he
it. He's
like
putting his name on it.
Sorry.
He's putting his name on it.
He sounds like a little
bitch. I'm sure in 20 years, 25 years, people are going to be asking for the hologram of Lil Xan.
No, I mean, Lil Xan's going to OD probably before his 21st birthday. But until then. He's putting his name on it, at least. What else, Kate?
This might be my favorite story. Justin Bieber has challenged Tom Cruise on Twitter to a UFC fight in the Octagon, and we're all pretty confused about it.
What's going on there?
Wow.
Bieber took to Twitter to challenge Cruise to a fight with a tweet that read, "Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're spelled Y-O-U-R, scared, and you will never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight? At Dana White? Dana White has yet to weigh in, but Conor McGregor has chimed in that he's happy to promote the match. So let's see what happens.
Well,
who do you think would happen in a UFC fight between Tom, I'm so glib, Cruz?
You're so glib.
And the Biebs. And the Biebs.
Tom Cruise
is clearly going through something.
Tom Cruise would fucking
Tom Cruise, and I know people are saying, oh, he's challenging a guy 30 years older than him or whatever it is.
But Tom Cruise is pumped full of testosterone.
Yeah, Tom Cruise would kill him
HGH
in a minute.
And
kill him.
Is fit. Also, yep. Tom Cruise does all his own fucking stunts because he's a maniac.
Yeah, fuck him up.
No, he's all energy. He would like literally murder him in a minute.
No, he would fuck him up. He would train. He would do like The Last Samurai. Remember when he was Asian?
I sure do.
I never saw the movie, but I picture he went and got trained.
I saw it.
He climbed to the top of a mountain or something,
yeah.
And he got trained by ninjas.
Yeah,
he would really do that.
Yeah,
he probably did do that.
No, he would get Conor McGregor to train him.
Yes.
Conor McGregor has been tweeting out about it, and then also randomly challenged Mark Wahlberg to a fight.
See, now that's stupid.
Why not? He wants to get in on the action.
Well,
we're all done with Conor
Mark
McGregor.
Wahlberg,
right?
Does he fight people who aren't gay people that can't defend themselves?
He's a strict Catholic.
He went gay bashing. Is that his thing?
Yeah, because of his Catholicism and also being from Boston. But that said, I'm done with Conor McGregor. I've had enough
he's
of him.
A piece
this
of
is enough.
Shit.
Yeah, it's just it's fine. Whatever. He made a lot of money. He won some fights. It's great, but it's all he does is talk shit. I'm not into him. He can go away. He got fucked up by that Russian guy.
Yeah, he did.
Did you know that?
I remember when it happened.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because it was all over the internet.
Yeah, nice. Anything else, Kate?
That's it for stories. Have you got? Do you guys have any like podcast, movie, TV show, book recommendations?
Well,
no?
I would say Rocket Man is a thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
It's a musical. I almost went.
So
and saw
Ed's
it.
Got things not to see.
No, but I gave a bunch at the start of the show. But I know you're a big listener.
Oh, you
so
did.
You'll hear it.
I want to do it. No, I want to do this segment at the end now with me.
Oh, what to watch?
Yeah, just or when
like
you listen
you,
to the show, you're going to hear it. Because I know
you have,
listen.
Like, if you have, like, any recommendation for anything.
So,
whatever.
Like this Mike Vick did nothing wrong, who runs our subreddit, TBLS_podcast on Reddit. He's been sending in new stuff. Like, last week, he sent in butt Sharpies, which was a
now,
Reddit
page. Beer can.
And then this one.
I'm talking more like TV shows, podcasts, movies.
This one he sent
not
in.
Like
what was that thing called?
Weird.
Shower Beer
subreddit
Gone Wild.
Threads.
Where that guy with the hook dick.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You guys don't want to play. That's fine.
Well, no. I gave a whole bunch, but it's the start of the show. I know you listen.
You don't have to do yours again. I don't listen, Ed. You know I don't listen.
Oh,
I don't have time.
Okay. Excellent job.
I listen to it.
We've been talking so long.
Have we? Okay.
Now go on. What do you listen to?
I don't know.
Give us the list of what you listen to. Rachel Maddow every day.
No, it's
the
not
daily.
That kind of segment.
The daily where that guy has
it's
the weird
not
cadence.
That kind of
hi,
segment.
I'm a hi, Michael Barber.
I'm Mike Johnson.
I actually.
I listen to that every day.
We have a
but
story
that guy creeps
about
me out. That,
something crazy. How can anybody put up with
I
someone
like his
who
distinctive
speaks
voice.
Like this?
I know I listened to Neil Brennan on Rogan on the way home because we are looking at
from
him
2 weeks
to
ago.
Be a director of a commercial.
You listened to something 2 weeks old.
Yeah. At sometimes least. I listen to things that are old. Yeah.
Hey, that's great.
Like you too.
Oh, LOL. Oh, that's nice. All right. Excellent job all the way around for Ed Daly, for Kate McManus. My name is Brian Beckner. For Shower Beer Gone Wild, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 272 of the podcast. We'll see you next week.
TBLS,
hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcasts getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man, Jay Stu, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.